for 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. San Bernardino County residents impacted by recent winter storms may be eligible for county and state assistance. County officials say a local assistance center will operate Thursday through Saturday at the Rick Novak Community Center in Hesperia. The temporary center will connect residents with health, housing, and government recovery services. Last month, San Bernardino County and Governor Newsom declared a state of emergency for storm-impacted communities, including Wrightwood, Lytle Creek, and Phelan. Board of Supervisors Chair Don Rao says the center will give residents clear pathways to help, while First District Supervisor Paul Cook says the county will support ongoing recovery efforts as crews continue clearing storm damage. The center is open Thursday and Friday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday from 10 to 4. Shuttle transportation will be available from Wrightwood, Lytle Creek, and Phelan. More information is available at the county's storm recovery website. Democratic State Senator Eloise Gomez-Reyes has introduced new legislation aimed at limiting federal immigration arrests in and around California state courtrooms, arguing that such actions disrupt the legal process and discourage people from attending required court appearances. Senate Bill 873 was announced Tuesday. Gomez-Reyes says courthouse arrests traumatize families and undermine public safety by deterring participation in the justice system. Supporters say the bill would provide legal assurances that people can attend court without fear of immigration enforcement. If passed, the bill could set up another legal clash between California and the federal government over immigration enforcement. Federal immigration officials have not commented on the proposal. A new state report is outlining what could happen if California changes how public schools are financed. The analysis comes from the nonpartisan Legislative Analyst Office, which examined the potential effects of shifting from attendance-based funding to a model based on student enrollment. Supporters of enrollment-based funding argue it could benefit districts serving higher numbers of low-income students, English learners, and foster youth. Those districts often have lower attendance rates due to factors outside the classroom, which can mean less funding under the current system. Troy Flint is a spokesperson for the California School Boards Association, which represents school districts statewide. He says many districts favor enrollment-based funding, but only if it comes with additional financial resources from the state.
If you don't enlarge the pie, you end up doing essentially a funds transfer where you're shifting money from districts with high attendance to districts with low attendance.
The Legislative Analyst's Office estimates that maintaining current funding levels under an enrollment-based system would cost the state an additional $6 billion a year. Motorists on the I-15 near DeVore can expect some occasional inconveniences over the coming months. Caltrans has initiated a nearly $2 million project of bridge maintenance, pouring concrete overlay, replacing joint seals, and removing deteriorating concrete. Work mostly at night will include connector closures, ramp closures, and alternating lane closures. There may be some work on weekends near the I-15-215 interchange. Tools that power artificial intelligence devour energy, but attempts to shield Californians from footing the bill in 2025 ended with a law requiring regulators to write a report about the issue by 2027. Legislative efforts to regulate the energy usage of data centers, the heart of AI, ran headlong into big tech, business groups, and the governor. The law mandating the report was all that survived the push to rein in the data center industry. The measures began as a plan to give data centers their own electricity rate, shielding households and small businesses from higher bills. A ratepayer advocate attorney says the report could help the legislature understand the problem and potential solutions. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.